This year is dedicated Leilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisocho ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. Shem Eletz Yoishor L'Kol HaMishpacha Yikara. We should only hear beside his stoivis. This week's Parshas, Parshas Bahar. And the coming year is Shnas HaShemitah. So it is only natural that we take the opportunity to speak today about Shnas HaShemitah. And because I know that many people that listen to the shir on a steady basis are not necessarily Toshovim of Eretz Yisrael. Many of our dear friends and Lomdei Torah, Amelei Torah, and Chutz Laretz are listening to this shir. So Shemitah has various aspects and various different halachas. Basically, the halachas of Avoides HaOretz, what are you allowed to do on your fields, in agriculture, Avoides HaOretz, Avoides HaOilonos, and the other aspect is Peros Shviyos. So, sugya number one is totally irrelevant in Chutz Laretz because there is no Kiddush HaOretz and there's no Dinei Shmita. But aspect number two, how do we act with Peros Shviyos, sometimes is relevant in Chutz Laretz as well. Even though there's a basic halacha ein mitzi and Peros Shviyos meyetz asur l'chutz laretz, but there are many loopholes in this halacha. So sometimes in Chutz Laretz we eat Peros HaKedoshim b'Kiddush HaShviyos. The topic we will be discussing today, v'hoisu Shabbos HaOretz lochem la'ochalo. Is that a mitzvah to say? Is there a mitzvah of achilas Peros Shviyos or not? And the other side of this same coin is the Gemara in Psachim Nun Beis Amid Beis, Doshu Chazal, La'ochlu V'lo La'hefzid. We cannot destroy Peros Shviyos. The Rambam is mashmit this mitzvah from Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Ramban in Mitzvah Gimel of the mitzvahs that the Ramban adds on L'shitosoi, in the Ramban's opinion, the Rambam omitted these mitzvahs without justification. So there are 17 mitzvahs to say that the Ramban adds on to the minion of the Rambam. And number 3, HaMitzvah HaShlishis is V'hoisu Shabbos L'Oretz L'Ochem L'Ochalo V'Doshu Chazal L'Ochlo V'Lo L'Schoiro. That is the Ramban. And there is a major machloikis between the Achroin and what is the Kavon of the Ramban. Megillas Esther on this spot. Rital Gazi Hilchas Chala, the Tashbits and Zohar Harukia al Minyan HaMitzvahs, their opinion, their understanding is that L'Das HaRambam, there is a mitzvah to say of Achilas Peros Shviyos. The Chazanish, on the other hand, in Simen Yud Dalet, Chazanish and Shviyos, his opinion is that according to the Ramban, there is no mitzvah asay of Achilas Peros Shviyos. That is not the intention of the Ramban. The Ramban means to add on the Isser Schoira. What is my opinion defining the Kavona of the Ramban? I think the Chazanish is more reasonable for a few reasons. The formulation of the Ramban, something is extremely noteworthy. When the Ramban adds on 17 mitzvahs to the minion of the Rambam, in all 17, the first word is shenitztaveinu. We were commanded. Mitzvah Aleph, shenitztaveinu lechel ma'aseh sheinu b'choyes b'Yerushalayim. Mitzvah Beis, shenitztaveinu lechel truma kishehi tohoiro. Mitzvah Dalet, shenitztaveinu l'reshes ho'oretz. Mitzvah Gimel is an exception. And the formulation of Mitzvah Gimel is she'omro toira b'peres shviyos. V'hoisu Shabbos HaOretz lechem l'ochlo v'darshu l'ochlo v'lo l'schoire v'zeh dvar toirohu. Doesn't write shenitztaveinu. And I think it is also obvious from the culmination, from the sefer of the Ramban. And the Ramban writes, v'nichpo l'zoyse mitzvah ba'omri yisborach v'ochlo v'yoynei amecho. The continuation of that posik is, behemeh v'chayeh. That is definitely not a mitzvah to say. And the Rambam finishes off, V'hinei oisa schoira, bohem over ba'asei. All these points solidify the opinion of the Chazon Ish that even according to Ramban, there's no mitzvah saseh. And the kavon of the Ramban is that the Rambam skipped a lava bomachlal aseh le'ochlo v'lo l'schoyra. But it is a wonder why the Rambam speaks only about la'ochlo v'lo l'schoyra and he doesn't mention la'ochlo v'lo l'hefzed, because these are two different droshes. And avodah zorah samach beis we find la'ochlo v'lo l'schoyra, while in Psochim Nun Beis Amid Beis, La'ochlo V'lo Lehefsid. So why does the Ramban only relate to La'ochlo V'lo Lehefsid, and he does not, he only relates to La'ochlo V'lo L'Schoyra, and he totally skips La'ochlo V'lo Lehefsid, which is somewhat of a mystery in my eyes. So these Achronim, these Gedolim, when they try to prove this side or the other, is there a mitzvah to say of Achilles Peiris Shvius? One of the basic rayas that the Megillah says and some others bring is the Yerushalmi Shvius Perik Ches Halacha Beis Ein Mechayv Eno Yisrael Lechol Pashipsho Knuvas Yerek Tavshol Sheneskalkol Tzuroso. A person is not obliged to eat bread before it has mildew or whatever it is, ovesh, before it is no longer fitting for consumption. He's not mechuyev, he's not obligated to eat the peeling of yarokas, of vegetables, or any cooked food before it is no longer ra'ui la'achila. So, some Achronim argue, this indicates that if all those three foods, whether it's a tafshol, or pas, or vegetables, if they are ra'ui l'achila, fitting for consumption, for eating, then there is a mitzvah. Roni is not a mitzvah because a pas nit'apsha, a tafshil nit'kalkel, v'ayirakot. We're dealing with peels, with aren't oimed la'achile. So, some Achronim argue, this proves that there is a mitzvah sachsei of achiles per shvius. But I think this is very unreasonable, because even if we do assume that there is a mitzvah, it definitely cannot be defined as a chiyuv. Some mitzvahs are a reshus. The most notable example would be achiles turma l'koyanim. In contrast to kochim, which is a chiyuv gomer, some of the karbonis, kodshe kudishim, necholam lekohanim, the kohanim have a chiyuv, the balam have a chiyuv regarding kudishim kalim. Every Jew has a chiyuv regarding korban pesach, but a kohen has no chiyuv to eat truma, but if he does so, he's mekayim a mitzvah saseh, which is very clear in the Rambam, mitzvah saseh, peitet, and many other sources. However, it isn't chiyuv. It cannot be defined as a chiyuv, because what is the shear and who exactly is chayiv? So even if there would be a mitzvah of achilas per shvius, it wouldn't be defined as a chiyuv. So how do we understand the loshon ein mechayiv en oisai? Some achronim argue ein mechayiv en oisai mitzad yisur hefzid, which also would be a bit unreasonable, because even if there is an isur hefzid, and there definitely is a hefzid, is a machlokes an achronim whether groma is also a muta. The Marit paskens, chelak alef tshuvas maritzim and peigimel, gram hefzid is muta, only hefzid biyadayim is osur. But according to both opinions, what is it sad that a person has to eat peiris, shvius, kedei shelo yitkalkel? That is far less than groma. That is not groma. It is totally unreasonable that a person has to eat kedei shelo yitkalkel. So adayin sorchin, what's the pshat in Yerushalmi? The Chazon Ish, Siman Yud Aled, Ot Yud, the source we quoted just a few minutes ago. He has a very novel pshat in Yerushalmi, which in my eyes is also extremely unreasonable. Chazon Ish says, "Ein mechayv nesalech al kavonas advorim, that we do not relate to pashe ipsho, knuvas yerek,
tafshel shenaskalkel tsurosoy as oichel odom, and therefore it is mutter, it is permissible to offer those foods for a behemah, because machal odom, it's an issur to give for a behemah or for an animal. So, because ein machayv nisa lechol, memeila mutar letet lebehemah. But that wouldn't explain pashtus aloshen of ein machayv nisa lechol. So, after quoting the three different approaches we find in the Achronim, let me suggest approach number four, which would be my interpretation, and I think la nius daiti mokum enichul esgada, and I think it's more reasonable than the other three. The common denominator between these three situations, pas sheipsha, tafshel shenaskalkel tsurosoy, knuvas yerekes, raw food has more longevity than cooked food. The raw staples don't rot as fast as cooked food, as we all know. The same applies to pas, to bread. Grain, wheat, could stand for months or weeks. But you baked bread, in a few days, it either rots or becomes dry and hard as wood. The same applies to vegetables. As long as they weren't peeled, they could hold much longer than they're peeled. You peel the veggies, they are far more sensitive. And therefore, there would be a havamina. You are the one that cooked the food, you are the one that baked your bread, you are the one that peeled the vegetables, and therefore, if you're not going to eat them at the end of the day, that would be considered hefsed biyadayim. Kamash malan ein mechayv nesalechol. Because when he cooked the food, when he baked the bread, when he peeled those vegetables, he had no intention of hefsed. He did so as normal people do for consumption, with full intention of eating those foodstuffs. And therefore, at the time, it wasn't defined as hefsed. So even if at the end of the day, for any given reason, he does not eat, it still would not be considered hefsed biyadayim. I think that's the Ravus, and that is the way we should understand this Yerushal. There's another source which Yechonim deal with, and this brings us to the discussion whether there's an Isser Hefsid Al Yedei Groma. It is also Yushalmi, Perek Zayin. One could take Perek Shvias. V'malon l'rosh gadoi k'dei liyabshon al manat la'achile behemtoi. You could take peshvias, take them up to the roof, spread them out in the sun to dry them and to feed them to animals. Obviously, that is a groma. He takes food that is fitting for people, dries them to feed them to animals. That is one of the sources from which the Marit proves that groma behefsid is mutter. The Chazon Ish has a different opinion, and he argues if that would be hefsid, it would be hefsid be a daim and not groma. Which brings us to a far broader discussion: how do we define groma and maisa, which is an extremely complicated sugya, which I do not wish to get into in this shiur, because that sugya has sources in El Cheshabes and Din and Ezekin and in very many different sources, and it merits a shiur in itself. But the Chazon Ish's basic argument is it's not considered pseida or hefsid at all, because we're dealing with surplus, and therefore if he doesn't take it up to the roof to dry it out in the sun, it will rot in his house. So what's the difference? If it rots, wouldn't be fitting for animals either. So therefore, drying it would be considered, in a way, salvaging those foods from total destruction. And therefore, we're not dealing with the situation of Hefzad at all. That is the interpretation of the Chazon Ish, which to me seems to be a far-fetched interpretation. That those same foods that he puts on the roof to dry would rot if he wouldn't take them up. Maybe, you know, probably we're dealing also with food, with fruits or vegetables, which he has the means of keeping intact for more time than when he takes them up on the roof and spreads them out in the sun to dry. The Rambam Perek Halacha Hei of Shmita V'Yovel writes, Oichal Adam, you cannot give to animals, you cannot feed animals. That would be considered hefsid. However, if the animals went on their own and they are feeding on Peres Shvius, Ein Marzina Noison, Shenemar, Uleve Hemtecho, Asher Bishorech. We could learn from this Rambam. If it would not be for the posuk levehem tochu asher b'shorecho, we would assume that you have to interfere, actively interfere, and chase away those animals. They shouldn't be eating peres shvius, which would prove kal vachomer that lahafsad al yedei groma definitely would be considered a prohibition. Seems to be a very strong raya, but I think one could reject this raya. There's an interesting Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin of Hilchos Trumos, and in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin of Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam writes, who is responsible of bringing the trumos from the field to the city to be distributed to Kohanim? That responsibility is upon the Kohanim themselves. The Yisrael has truma begoyren on the fields, and the Kohanim are the ones that have to make the effort and the tercha to go out there and collect their trumas. If the Kohanim don't come, then the Yisrael has no chiyuv of bringing them into the city. However, if the animals are out there and they will consume the trumas, that is a chilul Hashem, and therefore, in that case, the Yisrael is the one that has to bring them into the city, and he is entitled to demand from the Kohanim compensation for his expenses. So the Rambam writes, if the animals will be eating truma, that is a chilul Hashem, and I think that same svara would apply to Shvius as well, because Keshem sheyesh kedushas truma, yesh kedushas Shvius, and many halachas are learned from trumas to Shvius, and from Shvius to trumas. So my argument is, when the Rambam writes that we're not mechuyev to chase away the animals, because the pasuk says, "The behemah v'lachaya asher besoda," that is because of chilul Hashem, not because of the iser hefzed. So this would not prove one way or another. So this is a big machloikis, and I voice my humble opinion. I think that the Chazon Ish is right in his interpretation of the Ramban. It is not a mitzvah to say to eat peres shvius, but I do think it's rotzen ha-toyre and kavonas ha-toyre, and on many different occasions I spoke at great length about rotzen ha-toyre. After all, v'hoysu shabbos oros lechem lo'ochalo v'ochlu evyoinei amecho. The peres are designated for achil. And after all, Chazal speak about kedushas shvius. I think everything that has kedusha because it is designated for something important. Kochim are designated, if it's kedushas aguf, it's either a korm or kli shoras, truma, designated l'achilas koyanim. Koyanim are the top of the crop, the cream of the crop. Kiddusha shvius, why would it be defined as kiddusha if it has no designation? And therefore, even if achilas peres shvius is not defined as a mitzvah sasei, but after all the Pelas Aroi Med La'achila, and that is what the Torah says, V'hoisu Shabbos Aroos Lachem La'achalo, and after all these Pelas Haf Kedusha, they are Kedoshim La'achila. That is my opinion. And I also think that the Issa Hefzid has a kesha with the Issa of the concept of Achila. After all, how do we know the Issa Hefzid? La'achla V'lo Le'hefzid. Why is this relevant? I've dealt with many shaylos regarding hefsed peiros shviyos in the past. 7 years ago, I printed a sefer Minchas Oshan Shviyos. I hope to redo this sefer before Shnas Hashmita Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. In another 2 months, my daughter is getting married, Yud Aleph Tammuz, so I hope the sefer will come out before the wedding. That's my seventh child. Kol HaShviin Chavivin. And this is Shnas HaSheva, so there is something symbolic about it. So, I dealt at great length with many shaylos regarding Hefzid. One of the big problems in modern society is the quantity of food that we usually throw out. We live in a time of plenty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed our generation with unprecedented abundance. And the amount of food an average family throws out in our day and age could feed that same family probably a week 100 years ago. So, without getting into the controversy of Heter Mechira, controversy which goes back 100 years up to this very day. But if we do eat peres that have Kedusha Shviyas, and there's an Issa of Hefzid, so in most families in Israel, which I'm a doctor of mitzvahs, there's a Pach Shmita, separate can, you know, besides the general trash can you have at home. You have a separate bag, which is only for Oichel of Kedusha Shviyas. And if you throw the stuff into there, you're not mafsed b'yadai. I mean, it would rot wherever it is, so it's going to rot in that bag. However, if you throw out the chicken soup with the ice cream, with the applesauce, and all into the same bag, that definitely probably would be defined as hefzid, because, you know, applesauce and chicken soup and vegetable soup and ice cream don't really mix very well. So a private home, we could rely that Shiorei Oichlin have no Kiddush. Perek Yud Aleph of Masechet Shviyas, there are three Mishnayos, Vav Zayin Ches, in which it is very clear. Leftovers have no Kiddush. In Truma, the same would apply to Shviyas. Even though one might argue leftovers in the time of Chazal were totally minimal, today a great deal of wonderful food is thrown out. But I think it is more reasonable to argue that the concept of Shiraim is Lefi HaMokrim V'Hazman. You know, every age, it is a relative concept. Chazal gave no Shir, neither Kazayis nor Revias or Maloy Lugmav or Kuseves. I mean, it is a concept which is totally relevant. Lefi HaMokrim V'Lefi HaZman. But I was asked by military authorities in Israel, the IDF, and tons of food are destroyed every day. And this is because of two regulations and commands. On one hand, the army totally rejects the proposition of distributing leftovers to Chesed organizations. And we could very well understand why. That is to prevent the situation of corruption. And there always is the chashash that the people that are responsible for purchasing and for preparing food would have the temptation lechatchila to prepare more and buy more and again get kickbacks or and therefore there is no such a thing. What is cooked and prepared in the military kitchens, if it's not consumed, is disposed of. On the other hand, the army cannot afford soldiers becoming sick and then maybe even legal charges, and therefore the command is food that is taken out of the kitchens 2 hours later must be destroyed, must be thrown out. And you cannot leave any food, not even a slice of bread, from one meal to the other. Similar minhag we have in hospitals, because neither could a hospital afford that the sick and the ill be contaminated or be contaged or become sick because of food that was not fitting. And therefore, same situation in hospitals. What was taken out of the kitchen into the dining room is thrown out. In a private home, mom could put away from one day to the other, from one meal to the other. Not in hospitals, not on the army bases, and that is a huge amount of food that is being thrown out. If we're dealing with Kedusha Shvius, would that be a heter? So as I just mentioned before, one might argue that this concept is totally relative. And the Mishnah says in Mishnah Vav, Perek Yud Aleph of Tumas, Noyeg Betumah Kederech Shu Noyeg Bechulin. Kederech Shu Noyeg Bechulin. It is no different. Whatever you throw out the other 6 years, you can throw out Shemitah. Whatever you throw out from Chulin, you could dispose of Truma. It's a bad feeling. Maybe something intuitive says this is wrong, but by halachic definition, I think that it is permissible. I just want to make an additional point. Chazunish Simintet Shvius has a very interesting comment. Sfichen are mutim in a Torah, asurim midrabonon. What are sfichen? Vegetables that grew by themselves. In our modern day and age, we plant vegetables and then consume them. But by nature, things grow without being planted by man. Huge forests and jungles, because nature has its course and its cycles. The wind distributes seed, which are fed by the rain and the minerals of the earth, and things just grow. Vegetables do as well. These are mutum and a Torah, but chachamim are choshish that people might plant and sow and reap and then say, oh, no, this just grew on its own. And therefore chachamim asu tzvichin, and they even were machayiv to rip out those tzvichin and destroy them. The Chazanish asks, but that would be hefsid. That would be an isser of hefsid peyre shvius. The Chazanish says, but if Chachomim prohibited the consumption, there is no longer an isser of hefsid. And we could explain this Chazanish in two different ways, in two different approaches. One would be, Leyachash Yosef Chachomim, no longer as a din of oichlin, no longer as kedusha shvius. But that would be a far-fetched explanation. Ebenezer Simachov Ches, Sif Chof Aleph, I think, maybe Sif Chof Gimel, we learn Amakadosh Besuah Noah the Rabbanon Mikudeshes, which teaches us that Nisa the Rabbanon doesn't render the Etzim Chefze as unfitting. Nisa the Rabbanon is a la Gavra. And therefore, it's not considered Issa Noah. So it would be unreasonable to say that Issa the Rabbanon of Svichen makes it no longer an Oichel and invalidates Kedusha Shvius. My understanding would be Le'ochlo ve'lo lehefsid. As long as the pri is oymed l'achile, there's an issur of hefsid. If it is no longer oymed l'achile because of an issur rabbonon, there no longer would be an issur of hefsid. Achile ve'hefsid, two sides of the same coin. Shnei tzdodim shel matbeachas ho ba'otalye kruchim yerdu min ha'shamayim. Le'ochlo ve'lo lehefsid. If the food is no longer oymed l'achile, there's no issur of hefsid. My argument would be, if this food is no longer oymed l'achile, no matter why, because of the rules and regulations of the hospital, of the military. Those rules and regulations are basically sound and justified. And therefore, that food is no longer a melachila, there no longer would be an issur of hefsed. And because we're dealing with a great shasat chak, and the other option would be to throw away Peres Kiddush HaShviyas entirely. Therefore, I think it is preferable, and we should look for a kula, especially Shviyas V'Zvan Zed Rabbanan, and it's a Sveike Zed Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish, various sources in Shviyas, is noita that because it's a Rabbanan Shesh Lo Wikam and a Torah, we should not be makel in Sveike Zed Shviyas based on the assumption and the basic rule of Sveike Zed Rabbanan Lekula, but I have already related to this shayl in many different occasions. This is a big discussion in Poiskim, and many Poiskim maintain Sveike Derabonon Lakula, even a Derabonon Shiyesh Lo Ikar Minatoy. So the topic we discussed today is Achilas Pereshvias, and on the other hand, Hefsed Pereshvias. Harbi Yesh Laharich, but in our limited time, I tried to explain as best as I could. The essence of mitzvah sashmita is emunah and betochen. And Hashem Rishviyas, Chazal quoted the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel. Baruch Hu Hashem Alochav Geboirei Koyach Oyseh Devorei Lishmoya Bekol Devorei Geboirei Koyach. This same pasuk is interpreted by Chazal in one other case. Shabbos Pezayin. B'shoshek dimu yisro nasa l'nishma. Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'malach HaShos Migile Razel Abonai. Loshen Shemalach HaShos Mishtam Shemboi Shenema Baruch Hu Hashem Alochav Geboi Lekoyach Oyseh Devorei Lishmoa Bekol Devorei. So this same posik is interpreted by Chazal on Shom L'Shviyas and on B'nei Yisrael Shekdimu Nasa L'Nishma. And I ask, Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? What is the common denominator between the two? I think it's this. Eizehu gibor hakoivish es yitzroi. A person that could overcome his natural inclinations, his natural urge and teva. He is the hero. He is a gibor. Hakoivish es yitzroi. We know that in many sources the Yetzer Hara is not an external evil force, but Teva Ha'odam, your urges, your inclinations, your traits, your midos. Ezo Gibor HaKoivish Es Yitzri. Man is born free, and he has a free spirit. A free person is never Magdim Nasa L'Nishma. He feels entitled to ask, what is it that you expect me to do before saying yes or no? B'shoshek dimi yisro nasa l'nishma, we spoke about this many, many times. That is l'mala m'derech ha'teva. That is slavery. But that is what we preferred, and that is what we wanted. We took upon ourselves oil avdus, Biyahavo. And up to this day, we are Mekabal on Malchus Shemayim Biyahavo. But that is Gevura. So when Yisroel wa Makdim Nasa L'Nishma, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that is the Loshen Shemalach HaShos Mishtam Shembo. The same applies to Shom Rishviyas. It is against the nature of man to see his toil going up in smoke, to see his toil being eaten by others. Perek Gimel of Bava Basra, Perek Cheskes Abatim, we have the concept of Cheskes Gimel Shonim, and the Ramban explains. What is the basis of Cheskes Gimel Shonim? A person would not stand idly by and see others taking advantage of his toil. And therefore, if he wasn't Meicha, that proves he is not the proper owner of this field. A person toils his land. Comes Shviyas, everything is Hefker. Everybody could come into his field.
and enjoy the produce of his land. And he has to sit idly by and be happy and enjoy. That is against human nature. That is against the basic inclination of people, and therefore that is gevura. That is a gibra koivish esitzoy. Al shomer shvius amru chazal, geborei koyach oise devoroi lishmoa bekol devoroi. And Shmita comes to teach us and to ingrain in our souls, in our neshomas, and our feelings, betochen en hakadosh baruch hu. There's only once in Noam HaMelech that the Noam HaMelech quotes his great brother, Reb Zusha Mehanipoli. So who was the teacher, who was the disciple, Reb HaMelech or Reb Zusha? We do not know. If you would ask Reb HaMelech, he would say, Reb Zusha is the master, and he's the chassid. If you would ask Reb Zusha, he would say, my brother Reb HaMelech is the master, he's the Rebbe, and I am his Talmud. Reb Zusha was the older brother, and Reb HaMelech quotes him in this week's parasha, only once in the entire sefer. Reb Zusha said, the mere asking this question is a begam. It indicates and symbolizes a chason and amuna. Why would you ask? Why would it even occur to you that you will lose out by being Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem? Do you think a Kodesh Baruch Hu will betray you and leave you hungry? And therefore the question is Poigim Betzinoiras HaShefa. However, because you are Shoyim B'Shviyas, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give a special blessing and you will not be harmed by your deficiency in Betochen. But that needs a special bracha. That is the word that the Melech quotes from Reb Zusha. And a Sefer Torah Sovis, it is quoted, that's a Slonim Sefer, that the Lechavitch Tzadik said that Reb Zusha heard this Torah from Eliyahu HaNavi. Wow. My opinion would be that Reb Zusha was big enough and holy enough to say this Torah on his own, but the Lechavitch said, well, he must have heard it from Eliyahu HaNavi. And I say, Chocham Odif Menavi, the one that said a similar Torah before Reb Zusha is the Sephorno, one of the Rishonim, with a slightly different interpretation. The Sephorno says, if you wouldn't ask questions and you would have total betochen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the blessing would be greater. The blessing would be Oichel Kimo U'mizborach B'mayav, like the Gemara in Yuma says, Kol Yom Avshal Shimon HaTzadik. But you asked, and therefore you were found lacking. Nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises the field will give an abundance of produce. Kofel u'mechupal. One year will give for 3 years. But that means more toil in the fields. More avoida, more toil to reap the harvest, to bring it in. More space, li'ichsun. That is because you asked. So the Sephorno, like Reb Zusha Mehanipoli, say, merely worrying is already a deficiency. We should have betochen en HaKadosh Baruch Hu shezanu mefanes mebeit zekinim ad karne liyemem. Between beit zekinim, the eggs of the lice, and the horns of the buffalo. Each and every one of us has some space, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us all with Hashgach Brotus. Miyodoy Hagadoylo Hamaleyo Vaharachava. So Mitzvah Hashmita comes to teach us Emuna and Betochen. Rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, Vehu Yechalkalecho. This is a lesson which is always important, especially in times of difficulty. So many people today have difficulty with their panosa, so this is a most important lesson we all have to learn, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Lords. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, vehu yichalkolecho. Kemidas habetochen kach midas hashefa.
And a minchas osher moyadim, sichas on moyadim. I wrote a lengthy mamar, a mamar habetochen, in which I brought from many, many sources. Ha'boiteach ba'ashem chesed yisoy v'veno. Midas habetochen in itself brings shefa and brocha and atzlocha. Yerotzen sheyecho ken v'moam. We should always be zoiche to shefa, brocha, and atzlocha, bonachaya v'mezoyne, psoides toivus, yeshias v'lechomois, miyato v'yadoylam. We should be zoiche to be as goyel tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.